Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's go to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, hi to you. Russia and North Korea have a new defense agreement. As you know, it's been condemned by South Korea. I don't understand this. South Korea says it will reconsider sending weapons to Ukraine as a result. I'm confused. Explain this.
Well, Bob, good afternoon from Lviv. South Korea has for so long lived with an existential threat from North Korea. And you can see perhaps this is part of what Russia's strategy is to make more of the world afraid. In 2023, that was the best year ever for the sale of American defense products, not because it's going to Ukraine. Those things are usually, they're donated, but because countries in Europe were becoming afraid of the Russian threat. The same reason why Finland and Sweden wanted to join NATO, because they wanted to protect themselves. And so as you see this, publicly growing alliance or solidifying of an alliance between Russia and North Korea, you can see why some might react that way in South Korea. And the same, like, as we look at, I look at some of the perspectives in the United States, as we see these scenes of the Russian, some Russian ships in the Caribbean Sea or in the Atlantic coast off of Miami, and Russian propaganda is feeding this pretty strongly. You have some perspectives in America saying, see, this is what happens when you support, give weapons to Ukraine. Now we have the Russian Navy on our doorstep. So you can look at it in that perspective. But as we mentioned before, the other perspective is the Russian Navy is safer right now in the Caribbean Sea than it is in the Black Sea, because Ukrainians have shown that without a conventional Navy, they've been able to use drones to destroy many Russian ships. And so Russian sailors are safer while they're prowling around off the coast of Cuba and Florida. And actually, it's not that impressive of a flotilla from military experts with whom I've spoken. So it's more about optics, and probably so is the situation in North Korea. Although we have seen, there was evidence even back in January that some of the bombs that Russia was sending to Kharkiv region came from North Korea. So it's, that's been going on for a while. This is just a more public display, perhaps, purposely to keep the world afraid. But I think we also have to remember, Putin, in early 2000s, he was going to the, the fancy meetings with the G7 types, and now it's, he's got a very limited crew that he can hang out with, the likes of Kim Jong-un. So to put that in perspective, and as we see in the night here, Ukrainians are continuing to show their prowess using drones. They hit three more oil depots or refineries deep within Russia, more than 400 kilometers into Russia with Ukrainian drones. Some people are calling these the drone sanctions, using the drones to sanction Russian oil. But three in one night is pretty extraordinary. And I was thinking, I saw the news in the UK that, those activists called Just Stop Oil, they throw stuff on paintings, wonderful paintings in nice museums and such to protest oil. And they threw some paint on Stonehenge yesterday, and then they tried to attack Taylor Swift's jet in the UK. And they're focused on just stopping oil, but, the oil that's causing the world the biggest problems right now is the Russian oil. It's what fuels the Russian economy. It's as we talked about before, it's a sensitive thing because it affects people all over the world. But Ukrainians are methodically, just as they've been doing in the Black Sea, sinking ships, they're methodically hitting more and more Russian oil depots. And we're also seeing, I think, maybe even a new type of courage in Washington, a bipartisan courage. I saw today the Ukrainian version of Voice of America, a Democrat and a Republican, Democrat Gregory Meeks of New York, said that Ukraine needs to be able to hit targets in Russia. Gregory Meeks said, if you really see that Russia is shelling from a certain area near the border, then Ukraine should have the ability to shoot back there. And talking at the same time in this interview, Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska, he was even stronger. And we're starting to see, you know, because typically the Republicans have been kind of a weaker voice in Ukraine, but we're starting to see much stronger rhetoric. And so Don Bacon, congressman from Nebraska, called for all restrictions on the use of American weapons to be lifted. He said he wants Congress to pass a law forcing the administration to allow this. He says it's just ridiculous in the current situation. We give Ukrainians ATACMs, those long-range weapon systems, but we say that you can't shoot at Russian supply centers that fuel the Russian advance. And so we're seeing, I think, among both Democrats and Republicans, an increased willingness to give Ukraine permission to fire back. We've seen that that's worked really well in the Kharkiv region. And it does seem the Biden administration today, the Financial Times reported that the administration seems to be considering redirecting all new Patriot missile systems, not to other countries, but actually to Ukraine. And those systems, you know, just one of those systems can protect the city like Odessa from incoming missiles. So maybe there's a bit of a change in the air. Italy, after the G7, Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister, said Italy is going to send its long-range Storm Shadow missiles to Ukraine. Those are produced in France and the UK. And Romania today announced that they're sending a Patriot air defense system to Ukraine. So some strong news for Ukraine while Putin tries to, you know, scare people with his, you know, some ships in the Caribbean Sea and his visit to Yongyang.
Joe, did you see the video of that awkward moment during Putin and Kim Jong-un's meeting? Part of Russia's delegation was thrown out of the meeting for walking into the conference room before the two leaders, because it's customary to wait to be summoned to join the meeting by Kim Jong-un once he and his guest have entered. So not only is dissent not allowed, you got to watch where you walk, don't you?
Yeah, especially when, you know, you have two tyrants gathering. It's not, you know, they tried to smile for the cameras, but they're not used to being amicable and easy to get along with. So it's good to have some humor there. But you see how people conduct themselves. And, you know, meanwhile, I was thinking here today, you know, the things that you forget to share from the perspective here. But, you know, a big thing in Ukraine is this question. When there's a missile that hits near you, if it doesn't destroy you, do you keep your mouth open to minimize the effects of the concussion?
Wow.
These are little things you have. And I was thinking, we were talking about this today, but you have to think about it so you're ready in that moment. You keep your mouth open to protect your ears. So anyway, while they have their shenanigans in North Korea, this is what people deal with here.
Yeah, and we're worried only about the heat here. Joseph Lindsley, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Till tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.